Everyone's a little fired up today.
Absolutely. Well, we're getting lots of text questions. If you'd like to call and talk to David, you can give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. We're talking preparing for the cooler months. We spend so much time preparing you for the hot months in March, April, May. We thought we'd bring David back in and say, okay, let's get the homes ready for the cooler months. And you were talking about sealing that gap between the actual air conditioning register and the drywall, as well as the gap between the exhaust fan and the bathroom. Once you take the cover off, there's a gap between the actual can of the fan and the edge of the sheetrock. Once you take the supply register off the ductwork, there's usually a pretty good gap between the ductwork and the edge of the sheetrock. Why is it so important to close up all of those little points?
Well, just like you said, when you're running the exhaust fan or even your dryer, it's pulling air into the house, and it's pulling air in through the leakage points. And those are the exhaust fan, all the drywall gaps are a big source. And so that could be pulling insulation into the house and losing your conditioned air. Once it hits the register, it's a source of duct leakage also.
I've seen a house so tight that when we turn the kitchen exhaust hood, which is a large commercial, and the pantry was right next to it with a gas water heater, it was actually reversing the flow of the gas exhaust.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's dangerous. And that was a newer home?
Or? Yeah.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Yeah.
Usually I only see those in the historic district where they have a gas water heater in the laundry room, and it's still inside the house, and that's a real danger of sucking your carbon monoxide
back in.
Yeah.
Well, it was a kitchen remodel. We did not do it. They were just asking us for some advice. And they had gone from like a 300 CFM, hood to like a 1400 CFM hood with a commercial gas range and everything.
Nice.
So, I mean, when you turn the thing on, it's like starting at 737.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I just started walking around with a smoke stick.
Nice.
And trying to see where was the makeup air coming from. And it was coming down the backdraft of the gas water heater.
Man, yeah. And that's a great thing to kind of sleuth yourself on the weekend. Turn on all the exhaust fans and see where that smoke is coming in. You could use an incense stick.
An incense stick works perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think people would be surprised. Just holding it around the outside receptacles on a wall, the penetrations in a ceiling, and just see the drafts that are at all those different points.
Oh, yeah.
With an incense stick and an infrared pistol gun that you can buy for $30.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can do a first grade level check of your own home.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That's for sure. And because you could really go in depth and get geeked out on where that air is coming in, and you don't see it unless you have the smoke stick and visually with the infrared camera. So that's a great suggestion.
Now, if homeowners want to do it themselves with incense and an infrared knife gun, that's one area. But if you want David to show up at your house with about $20,000 worth of specialized equipment and put a trained technician in your roof, in your attic, around your house, mount this equipment, come up with a full, complete written report, that's only going to cost you $99. Why would you want to do it yourself?
Yeah.
How would they get a hold of you, David?
Yeah, our office number is 602-926-1650.
And folks, I can't tell you, encourage you enough. Even if you've had a home energy audit, and I remember home energy audits kind of came into the industry, I want to say 10, 12 years ago is really when the utility companies started subsidizing it and became a big industry. Mm-hmm. If you got an earlier home energy audit 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago, I would tell you, as far as pressure mapping and the technology that's become available, mm-hmm. it would be worth it to get an updated energy audit.
Yes, yeah. If you look at the audits we did when we started in 09, they're much improved today from the different testing and the different trainings. Yeah, they have come a good ways since 10 years ago.
And how can you put a truck with all this expensive equipment and a man at a home for 2 to 3 to 4 hours and only charge $99?
Well, we do the upgrades also, and so we'll present a report a couple days after the audit, and it lets you know where you're good and where your home can use improvements. And in the improvement area, we do a lot of the improvements, like air sealing, duct sealing, resizing ductwork or balancing the ductwork, insulation. And so we're a contracting company, and we do the upgrades. But it's all based on the numbers, so if the home comes out good, we'll let you know that. It's not a sales call.
And the great thing about the report is you can take a look at the low-hanging fruit mm-hmm. and say, well, let's start here and do this and do that. You have customers. I know 1,000 of them, probably 10,000 of them, that reach out and say, I've done this and this and this, and I've spent $30,000, uh-huh. $40,000 trying to get my air conditioning bill down. I said, how low do you want to get it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You can't squeeze too much.
They just want to beat the man, you know?
Yeah. And you can't unless you get solar on your home. And there's only so much we could do in the attic. And so a lot of homeowners are chasing savings in the attic with attic fans or radiant barrier, and you're only getting 10 to 15% of your heat gain from the attic.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you can only get that much savings from it. And at some point, it's not worth pursuing any more upgrades.
We're moving into that time of year where in much of Arizona, you won't have the air conditioning on and you won't have the heat on. Mm-hmm. You're going to get a great example through October and November of what we call your base mm-hmm. energy consumption. Same thing you see in March and April. This is how much it takes to run the electricity in your house. That's the lights, the cooking, the water heater, the TV, the entertainment system, and everything else. And then when you see that spike hit you in July, the difference between your base and your peak is your air conditioning load.
Yes, yeah.
And people think, my air conditioning bill is so high. Well, it's only half of what your bill is. So don't let someone try and use your whole bill to justify a return on investment.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Be careful on the savings promises. And if your winter bills are high, then something else is going on outside the air conditioner issues, like the pool pump is set to the wrong time. There's a recirc pump on a water heater that's on 24/7. There's something else going on besides the air conditioner that's causing the high bills in the winter. And in the summertime.
And then you got to do an assessment. Is it a dual energy home? Is it all electric? I mean, because mm-hmm. that establishes your attack on the problem.
Yes.
Your strategies.
Yeah, that's right. You know, if it's a gas house, then it takes out a lot of things on the equation that we'd look for. But summertime, now it's getting more important to look at the rate plan that a homeowner's on. And if someone's home during the day, what time they come home from work, and if there's opportunity to super cool the house and take advantage of a Saver Choice Max plan rather than a Saver Choice and squeeze out some extra savings. Because APS is punishing all the homeowners for using a lot of energy during peak hours.
It's a trend in the whole industry.
Yes.
I mean, that's utility-wide, from PG&E in California to New York City. All utility companies are trying to get us to stagger our consumption. So they have to build their power generating off of the peak demands they anticipate. Mm-hmm. Well, if we could shave the top 15% off the peak, we save having to build another power plant for a generation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah. And one thing, if you have two air conditioners, APS charges their demand every hour. And so you want to run, make sure both ACs don't run at the same time. Have one run for a half hour, then the other one for a half hour, and you'll only be charged half a demand charge instead of a full demand. And SRP is going the same way.
Yeah,
I think slowly they're building in that demand rate.
Romy, what was that article you read in the paper?
I was just, I didn't want to interrupt, but
APS wants to install thermostats they could control.
Okay.
We've been telling people to super cool and run your, use your energy consumption and off peak. Well, APS is their new rate hike in that they're going to offer people to sign up for them to control their thermostat, and they're going to do the super cooling for you.
Oh, nice. I don't know how that's going to sit.
I don't know. I'd sign up for that no matter who my utility provider would be.
But David, I could recruit you to help me educate people on proper energy consumption.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. That's what we do in the audit.
I mean, the very first thing y'all address is, what energy plan are you on? Mm-hmm. And when I talk to, I'm blue in the face to get people to get off the standard rate where they're paying 18, 19, 22 cents a kilowatt. I said, I can get you to six if you'll just trust me. And there'll be people I'll talk to for 3 or 4 years, and finally they'll give in and they'll say, man, do I feel like a fool?
Well, it's okay.
You'll help me with that. David Byrne of Green ID. And how would people get a hold of you to just kind of talk through their energy plan? Even APS says half of their customers are on the wrong plan.
Mm. Yeah.
They're paying too much money.
I'm happy to help. Office number is 602-926-1650.
And you can text to 411-923 or email info@rosieonthehouse.com. We monitored all those during the broadcast, email and phone all week long. The text is just during the broadcast only and not while you're driving. We've got one final segment here in our On the House Hour with David Burns of Green ID talking home performance and maximizing your efficiency of your home, castle, or cabin.